Let's talk to a guy who's going to see one of the playoff games be played right here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the president of the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, Gary Stokin, joining us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line to talk about that and more. Gary, always a pleasure. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Nick and Chris. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Yeah, it's right around the bend, and I know it's going to be after Thanksgiving, but perhaps for you, the ultimate holiday present would be seeing Ohio State take on Georgia right there in Mercedes-Benz Stadium in that college football playoff.
Well, it's interesting. Looking at the rankings, we can't go wrong in any one of the teams that they've got in the top six, seven, or eight. So we're really in good shape. We're sold out. We've sold out our expandable seats, and now we only have standing room only left to sell. So we're going to have, you know, probably 76, 77,000 people in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the semifinal game.
You've obviously been in that room. Talk to us about how week to week the arguments change and how heated it becomes.
Yeah, it's interesting. Having gone to Dallas and done the mock draft, you know, you do it in pods of three. So they ask you to bring your top 25 in, but they start with, okay, give us one, two, and three. And then everybody puts that in the computer and it spits out what everybody thought. And then you go, okay, give us four, five, and six. So it's really a good way of doing it. And then when you get to the end, they say, okay, anybody have any problems? And you have to, if you have a problem and say, okay, why is this team ranked ahead of this team? I believe this. Someone else has to agree with you before they open up the slotting again for the rankings. So it's a really interesting process. There's a ton of data. But the three things that stood out to me yesterday or last night was, number one, how they really reinforce our neutral games and our kickoff game, because they're giving Georgia a lot of positive perspective on beating Notre Dame, a non-conference game. Also, they're giving Auburn a lot by beating Oregon. And to me, the second thing is we already have a playoff going on. If you think about it, Penn State was in the playoff. They lost to Minnesota. Now they're pretty much out of the playoff. Minnesota won, so they move up in the playoff. So I don't think we need to expand the thing. I think it's going on right now. Penn State's going to play Ohio State next week. LSU played Alabama this week. Those are all playoff games as we go through the season, and that's why college football regular season is the best in any sport. And lastly, the third thing is Auburn really controls the narrative in this whole process, because they've got Georgia and then they've got Alabama. Number four and five ranked teams are both playing Auburn. With Auburn's schedule, it either helps Oregon or hurts Oregon what they do, win or lose, because they beat Oregon. So Auburn is right in the thick of things of telling the story of what's going to ultimately happen with 1, 2, 3, and 4.
What about personalities in the room? Not knowing who the 13 are, certainly not knowing how vocal they might be. Anybody ever get nervous about somebody being a little bit more persuasive than others, personality-wise?
Well, it's interesting. You've got coaches in there. You've got athletic directors in there. You've got writers in there. And then you have somebody like Ronnie Lott. So you really have a wide disparity of perspectives. And ultimately, everybody has to speak up if their convictions are such that, you know, they feel like this team deserves a better ranking or that team doesn't deserve a better ranking. But the protocols are pretty hard cut and dry. And so, you know, using those, I think that helps you get to where you need to get to, where they really get it right. And they'll get it right this time as well, because they've got good people in there that full of integrity. And the other thing is the recusal process. So Rob Mullins, who's the chairman of the committee, is the AD at Oregon. When Oregon's talked about, he has to leave the room. And so he doesn't get any say on good, bad, or indifferent about Oregon.
But that's
really a good process.
But that doesn't change who gets to vote. The vote, there's no recusing. It's just speaking about, correct?
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
And again, you always have to have two people agree. You just can't say, well, I don't think this is right. If no one agrees with you, they just move on. So it's really an interesting process that they have. And, you know, having gone through it and obviously watching it the 4 or 5 years we've been in it now, they've really done a good job getting it right.
Gary Stokin, president of the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line, also the CEO. Don't want to sell you short, Gary, when it comes to your official title. So you don't see expansion happening anytime soon?
Well, I don't think it'll happen until 2026, until this contract is over, number one. Number two, I do think some of the athletic directors are hedging a little bit, that they see expansion in the future. And that's why you're seeing a lot more home-and-home scheduled with big-name teams, because I think the ADs look and say, okay, if we had an 18 playoff in 2026 and we lost one conference game and lost a tough non-conference game and had two losses, we would still be in the hunt for an at-large spot, because I think in the new expansion, if they do expand, they'll have five conference representatives. I think the conferences would have to do away with divisions in that case, because like last year in the Big Ten, you had Northwestern win the West and Ohio State the East. What if Northwestern in the game beat them? Now Northwestern gets in the playoff when there's a ton of teams ranked ahead of them. So I think you'd have to go to no divisions. I think you'd have to have one versus two in let's say, the SEC play in Atlanta for the right to get the bid to play in an expanded playoff. Then you have to have the group of five press supplies. You have to let one of those in. And then lastly, with five conferences and one at large, you've got two at large spots. And I think that's why the ADs are starting to schedule these tougher home and home non-conferences, because they want to – if you win – you're going to get credit for them. If you lose and that team has a good year, you're still going to get the benefit of scheduling them. And so I think that's that, and obviously the reason to have a good home home schedule to draw more people to the games, which is more donations, more merchandise, more food and beverage, et cetera.
Well, the problem is going to be, though, a 14-team conference isn't going to be able to play everybody. A 12-team might, as long as you're only playing one game out of your conference to rank them at the end. So there is going to be some – did you get lucky? Did you avoid this team? Did you have a year that you were at home as opposed to on the road?
But that's happening now, right? That's happening now. I mean, Alabama plays Tennessee in their crossover. Tennessee, unfortunately, for Tennessee fans, hadn't been very good lately. But Florida plays LSU. Well, LSU is number one in the country, and LSU has been good for a few years. So that's happening now in division play. And you're right. You can't play 14 games, so – ultimately, you're going to have some type of scheduling format where it's similar to what it is today.
And you might get lucky in theory or not, depending upon who you play in a given year. I don't know if you're allowed to do this in your position. I will bet you $5 or whatever you're allowed to bet that before 2026 we see an expansion of four.
Yeah, I can't bet you, but the contracts are such. I mean, we just signed a six-year contract with CFP through 2025. So, and the contract with ESPN is a 12-year contract. So I don't see any expansion happening until the next contract, which will be 2026.
I think
I don't want to take your money, Chris.
Thank you. So in my world, though,
you wouldn't be the first, Gary.
Yeah. Well, you have no problem. Nick has no problem taking my money. My point would be the first undefeated team that a conference has some power, or somebody says this is ridiculous. If you get a powerful conference to start screaming about they were screwed, that's how I believe expansion is going to come about. And I think that's going to happen. I think there's going to be chaos before 2026.
Well, it could happen this year. I mean, if Georgia winds up beating Auburn and then beating LSU in the SEC championship game, there's no way you're going to knock LSU out of the top four. And there's no way you're going to leave Georgia out being the SEC champ, having beaten Notre Dame and LSU. So it could happen right there where two SEC gets in this year, and all of a sudden there's a Big 12, Pac-12, and Big 10 that are left out. Now, Big 10 and ACC will get in because Ohio State and Clemson will get in. But then in that case, Big 12 and Pac-12 are out. You'll hear a lot of complaining about that.
Well, there'll be a threat where I'm going to take my ball and go home, because that's what adults do.
Yeah, I think everybody's collegial enough to see that the bigger picture is such that, you know, we got a great playoff. We got a great college football now. It's second only to the NFL. And, you know, let's continue to make it better. And at the end of the day, after the contracts are done, now I do think in 2000, probably, 22, 23, they'll start to talk about expansion and they'll start negotiations. And ultimately, if you look at it, where we've always gone down the road, it follows the NFL by about 10 years. There's probably going to be expansion looked at because it could potentially bring more money in. So I think people will look at expansion, whether they do it or not.
What about game times? How do you guys figure out what are the perfect game times? to play the semis
in
the finals?
Yeah, so two things. Number one is when Bill Hancock wanted to start with the New Year's Eve celebration, we went with that for the first 3 years. After that, we saw where New Year's Eve would start to fall in midweek, which made it hard for fans
right.
to travel. And so the Bulls and ESPN and CFP got together in Dallas, and we met. And we said, hey, NFL is known for Sundays. College football is known for Saturdays. Let's play our semifinal games on Saturdays, except when they're in the Rose and Sugar, which are always on January 1st. And so that's why we're playing December 28th. Time-wise, if you notice, the CFP is linked up an East Coast, semi-East Coast and West Coast kind of format
mm-hmm.
so that ESPN can have a choice of kind of 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock game. So this year, we're more than likely going to be a 4 o'clock and Fiesta will be at 8 o'clock. You know, the orange is matched up with the cotton and the rose is matched up with the sugar. So you always have enough time in there for ESPN to get the time slots right.
They always will. Gary Stokin, always appreciate the time. We'll certainly talk more as things become a little bit more clearer as November rolls on into December.
Great to be with you guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Gary.
You got a Gary Stokin, the president and CEO of the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, joining us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line.